Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
When quitting a job, you may be tempted to deliver the news to your employer in dramatic fashion.
Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me besides Flipper here?
I will go with you.
Dorothy Boyd. Thank you.
That was Tom Cruise in the movie Jerry Maguire. Some people who quit their jobs want to go out like a rock star or in a blaze of glory, but while it may feel good in the moment, it could cost you in the long term. We're joined by Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert at the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. Now, all my life, or at least all of my social media scrolling life, I have been told that making a big, embarrassing scene is the secret to attention and notoriety on the internet. Are you suggesting that's a bad idea?
Well, it's definitely a bad idea when you're deciding to resign. Then you want to make sure that you're absolutely just full of grace and tact and professionalism as you walk out the door.
Now, most people, when they leave their job and go to some other job, it's because they have a better opportunity, they have more opportunities for growth, they have better responsibilities, they're getting better pay. It's just simply a business transaction. So why is this so emotionally fraught on both sides?
Well, you know, leaving a job can always feel a little awkward, and sometimes maybe you'll feel like you're letting that boss down or that company down. And so I think it's just about, you know, being honest about maybe what decisions, you know, affected your choice to leave, but then just making sure that you completely fulfill your responsibilities as you walk out the door, because you just never know when your paths may cross again in the future.
Now, if you are looking for a job and you are very close to landing that second job, this is even before you think about resigning, should you tell your immediate supervisor that something is coming down the pike, or should you just wait until the paper has been signed and you can move on?
Well, you know, I think each and every case is different. You know, what we do say is, you know, your relationship with your boss. You know, first and foremost, always try to work through any differences you might have, because the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And, you know, if you're honest, sometimes that boss is going to know or feel that you might be looking, or, you know, whatever the change you're asking for is not possible. But, you know, in some cases, based on your relationship, it is okay to let them know. In other cases, if you think it might be, you know, confrontational, or you feel you might get fired on the spot, then it's probably best that you just process through that new job offer and give your proper 2 weeks notice and leave professionally.
Yeah. Does it have to be 2 weeks? Because I'm thinking back to the two cases in which I resigned from a job to take another one. In the first case, I had a very good relationship with the news director, and I gave him a month. just out of courtesy for all they had done for me over the years. And the second time I left to go to a competitor and I offered to stick around for 2 weeks and they said, no, thanks, you can leave now, which was great. You know, it was a 2 week vacation for me. Yeah. So what do you suggest? Do you stick to 2 weeks or could you give them more notice, based on your relationship with the employer?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. The standard in the hiring world is to give a full 2 weeks notice. The employer will make the decision from there what to do. But if you are leaving a situation where you know that company might be in a bind, you have more time to give, that is certainly part of the conversation I would have. You know, I would offer the standard 2 weeks notice, but I would let that boss know, I am more than willing to help you through any situation. If that means, you know, 3 weeks, a month, I'm here. I want to leave on great terms. You just never know when your path might cross again.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert, the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, Spirit Airlines is struggling to survive. We'll talk about what that means for passengers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.